hello there, everyone, and welcome to Abundant Yoga Teacher Podcasts. I'm Amy McDonald, a yoga teacher and yoga business coach, and I support talented yoga teachers to grow abundant businesses. Abundant Yoga Teacher is my weekly training and conversation podcast where I share about one specific topic that has been surfacing for my clients, me, or other yoga teachers in this community. Through the lens of yoga, we talk business growth, skills, competencies, confidence, ethics, success, and fun. Let's get started. Hey there, everyone, and welcome to the Abundant Yoga Teacher Weekly Call for this week. It's Amy here. Great to see some of you joining me live. Love it. I love it when I'm not just talking to the recorder. I was saying to Laura, my community manager, yesterday, she's like, you know, when I'm using instant teleseminar, the recorder comes on 15 minutes earlier. I said, yes, I know. There has been times when it's just been me and the recorder. It's interesting, you know, I was talking to a yoga teaching friend of mine on Sunday. We both just started, I started last night, in fact, teaching in a brand new space where I live. And we were there on Sunday to look at it and get the, you know, get the keys and sign the contracts and be shown where the toilets were and all of those things. And she was saying to me, oh, your business, it looks amazing, and you're traveling here and there and everywhere. And then we were talking about how there is such a difference between what, say, for example, someone can see you doing on Instagram. She's been following me on Instagram. She's like, oh my God, you've been everywhere. It looks incredible. I'm sort of so jealous of your life, was kind of the sentiment. Of course, she recognizes that her life is wonderful and all of those things. Anyway, we're having this conversation. I was joking about actually some of the crappy things that happened to me while I was on this trip, that when I was at the ashram, which I love going to normally, and all of the stuff, you know, I got rained out and three nights in a row, and everything that I owned was wet through, and I slept in like the shower block for three nights, you know, this idyllic kind of week on retreat in the ashram. Actually, that was kind of shit. You know, when I was in London, I had some really fantastic experiences there, but I had, unbeknownst to me, rented the loudest apartment in the all of London, and I was there when there was a terrorist attack, and I went to a workshop where the very famous yoga teacher that I'd been looking forward to spending a day with finished like 50 minutes early. Like, some really wacky decky things happened on that trip. And she was saying, oh my God, it looks from Instagram like you're having a whale of a time. And this just makes me think about what it's like for all of us as yoga teachers. We keep a lot kind of close to the chest. We play a lot of our cards close to the chest. And it's our job, really, I think, to show up to teach yoga and keep all of our own stuff kind of to ourselves. I don't know about you guys, but I've been in classes where the teacher rocks in and she's like, oh, hi, guys. I'm sorry, but I'm feeling a bit shit today. So we're just going to do like restorative. It's like, what? That's not what I'm here for. I'm here for you to teach me something. I didn't sign up for the teacher feels a bit shit, so we'll do restorative asana. I signed up for like whatever I signed up for. So, you know, it's our job to come to class and be like on it, you know, be present with our people, be really available for what it is they're working on, and to kind of leave our stuff at the door. And that takes some work, right? That's not always easy going. You know, if you've got the ladies, you know, there's some days when actually, this is the day of the month that I would otherwise stay in bed, and wearing tight pants right now is kind of not where I'm at, but you've got to do it anyway because you're a professional, right? I've when I had corporate job, like soul destroying, let me just tell you, like I'm not, it really was bad. The job that I had, really, really bad, toxic corporate job. And there were days when I would have spent a lot of my time when I should have been at my desk, actually in the toilets crying, and then would get up on my bike and ride over to the yoga studio to teach classes. And you better believe it, I hauled my shit together before I got there. And I live in a small town, so people knew that I was coming from there to come here. It was not okay for me to be like, yeah, he's a very bad boss, blah, blah, blah. I've been crying in the toilets. I had to sort that shit out. And I'm sure that you've had situations like that. Maybe, you know, a client of mine, you know, a kid cut his foot and that was like, wah, cause, you know, drop everything, that's got to happen. Other people in this community, you know, going through significant breakups, you know, long-term relationships coming to an end, people losing loved ones, people close to them, you know, making the transition. So big stuff happens, and as part of being a yoga teacher, you just get to keep showing up and putting that to the side for a moment while you be really present with your students. And so I guess all of this is making me just think that none of us can really know what's going on behind the scenes of each other's business because of the way that, in fact, we are trained and compelled to keep ourselves together and be really present for our students. And this shows up in things like social media. People could look at my Instagram and think that all I'm doing is, you know, having a whale of a time, and not that I actually, you know, work at least a 40-hour week and have wacky-dacky things happen to me in my business as well. And yet here in this forum, my intention at least is that we have an opportunity to keep it real, that we have that we can show each other a little bit of more of behind the scenes, that we can not let the guard down, because it's not that we're being protective, but we are having really healthy boundaries about what's shareable and what's not shareable in a way that respects the roles and responsibilities of people who are in our business. And here, perhaps the invitation here in the Facebook group, definitely in growing a yoga business, which I'll get to momentarily, is an environment where we can be really real with each other. That doesn't mean gripey or whingy or bitchy or any of those things, but it does mean that you can say, hey, this is something that I'm working on, I need some help. Or I came home from teaching class tonight and there was only 3 people and it's getting me down, what can I do? These sorts of things. I just spent a lot of money flying all the way around the world to go to an ashram and slept in a toilet block for 3 nights of 7. Someone just tell me that, you know, this is part of my sadhana. This is an environment where you can kind of keep it real. So an invitation, if you're not active in the Facebook group, do be there, please. It's not a place for selling you things. Yoga leggings, the fact that you have a retreat planning business, the fact that you have anything. It's not a selling place, not a marketplace. Those Facebook groups exist and they're awesome. This one is about support, sharing ideas, troubleshooting stuff, techie stuff, class teaching stuff. That's what that's for. So if you're not a part of the Abundant Yoga Teacher Facebook group, jump on over, folks. It's where you'll get advanced notifications of all of our training. Some trainings and some opportunities that I'm offering up, we only share there. You won't get those in emails or on my Facebook page or in the podcast, so you can stay up to date with everything by being in that group. So it's facebook.com/groups/abundant-yoga-teachers if you're not in there already. If you are in there already, jump in and say hello. That would be fab. Alrighty, so today I'm going to be talking about growing your yoga business. This is my 4-month group training program, and this call is largely dedicated to talking about the content of the program and answering questions you might have about signing up. So just know that in advance, folks. Tioka, I think I got that right, in Paris, hello, has signed up for growing your yoga business already. Fantastic. And we're going to meet each other when Laura and I are in Paris at the end of August, beginning of September. Chioka, be looking on the lookout for classes I can get to that are in English. I'd love any suggestions that you could recommend, just to, maybe some evening classes. That would be tops. All right, who else? If you're listening in on the webcast, I can see there's a bunch of you. So type into the Q&A box and say hello, folks. I'd love to know who else is hanging out here with me. That would be fun. And people on the conference, let's see who we've got. There's a bunch of people who haven't put their names in, so I can't greet you by name. So sorry about that, but welcome. Welcome. And you can also, people on the phone, you can also type into the Q&A box, of course, or if you have any questions along the way, please press *2 on your phone keypad and I'll unmute you. So let me apologize about that. I'm a little bit, having spent a month in Europe and then coming home to winter, I'm a little snuffly, so I'm doing my best to stay on top of it, but I apologize if I get a little bit schnadenase, as I would have said as when I was a 19-year-old German au pair major. All right, so folks, probably the best way to go about this, if you're sitting at a computer or some devicey thing where you can load up a web page, is to jump over to the sales page to take a look as I go through the content. So that's amymcdonald.com.au/growingyouryogabusiness. Before I get into the nuts and bolts of the program, I wanted to talk a little bit about my intentions for having this program at all. So as you may know, this is the second time that I've offered this program. It launched originally in December of last year, and we started that program in February. So the first round of Growing Your Yoga Business finished up in May. And the reason that I decided to launch this program, the reason that I devised it at the end of last year at all, was because I had seen a lot of private clients. I'd had a lot of private clients at that point. I had just come off teaching the Abundant Yoga Teacher Retreat for the first time in Thailand, and I'd also been running a few telecourses, and I'd had a lot of strategy sessions with people. And so I'd spoken to literally hundreds of yoga teachers about what was keeping them stuck, what they needed support with in their yoga business. And the other piece that I'd become very aware of throughout my first year in business, which was 2016, first year in this business, was that yoga teachers felt really isolated, that particularly people who were looking to grow a business and talk about wanting to make more money and have a greater impact and serve more people and provide more for their kids or their partners or feel more independence or be able to afford more training or take themselves on retreats, that actually people were looking to sell, to generate a community of peers, and when they were doing that were finding that the message that I'm all about, abundance plus spirituality equals awesome, was kind of being frowned upon by their peers, and they were feeling more isolated than they had been at the beginning as a result. And so in my mind, there seemed to be a very clear need to do some training, not one-on-one coaching, but training, learning environment in community to cover off what are the essential elements in moving from being a yoga teacher hobbyist to being a yoga business owner, and how do you do that in a community that is really high vibrational so that you don't feel like you're alone, so you've got more than just me on your side working with you. You've got a whole cooler of people who also have great opinions and ideas, so you get me plus all of your guru bhai to help you with that as well. And you're in an environment and getting the teachings and learnings that you need so that you can actually move, make that transition. So many of us, I did it for years, worked as a yoga teacher on the side. For me, teaching yoga was a salvation from a toxic corporate job. But because I was doing the toxic corporate job and didn't have the money belief systems that I have now, I didn't think it was possible to actually make a great wage from teaching yoga. So I know what it's like to be a hobbyist doing it on the side, even though if you had the faith, you would probably do it full time. That's a big part of the people who sign up for Growing Your Yoga Business, who are looking to make that transition. So that's kind of the reason that I created the program in the first place, because I could see this disconnection and lots of people in my community who weren't looking for private coaching were loving things like the podcast and getting lots out of that, were looking to go deeper than what we get up to on the podcast and also do it in community. So hence, Growing Your Yoga Business was born, and we had the first round, like I said, February to March of this year. We had 54 people sign up for that program, and this almost 54 success stories with people reporting amazing results. And you can go and look at some of those on the sales page for Growing Your Yoga Business. So if you look at amymcdonald.com.au/growingyouryogabiz, a bunch of people who loved being in the program have written testimonials, and they're all listed out there. So you can see the types of people who got great results last time, the types of results they got, what it was they were working on, what they valued from the program. You can go and take a look at all of those fabulous people and see what they have to say about it. None of those testimonials were abridged or morphed or anything. That's just what people had to say. So if you've been watching my websites review lately, you know that I'm all about legit testimonials, and that's what they are. So that's kind of the overview of growing your yoga business. Let me just see. If you've got any questions along the way, folks, please be typing those into the Q&A box. That would be fab. Anna Miley says, hey, Amy, thanks for the morning pep talk. Always good to hear that this group is a place for some vulnerability. I have to sign off for now. The kitties are awake. I love that, Anna. Good morning, Anna Miley. Anna Miley in Queensland. New South Wales. Oh, my goodness. How embarrassing. Don't know my own geography. Anna Miley, also a graduate from growing your yoga business from round one. Lovely to see your note. Chirka says she's going to hook me up with some evening classes in English in Paris. Fantastic. See, what a community. Okay, so back to growing your yoga business and the content. So like I said, it's a four-month group training program, and with a maximum capacity for 50 people. 50 people because I want to be really present with everybody, and that's the number that feels good to me, so that I can know everybody, feel responsive to people when we're having our calls together, and really get a sense of your business and support you with the journey that you'll be going on during these 4 months. It's a program for people who are in the space of being a hobbyist and are ready to take themselves more seriously, or people who are more seriously as a business owner, or people who are already doing yoga as their business or as their job or as their primary source of income and are ready to do it with more ease, more professionalism, greater boundaries, better systems and structures in place, and then take it to the next level, offer the first yoga teacher training, offer their first retreat, offering new things in new ways. So it's for anybody who teaches yoga and is ready to transition into teaching on the next level in whatever that looks like for you. So say, for example, I can share that Anna, who was in the first round, she has a yoga studio. She's also an exercise physiologist, and she joined the program so that she has a business partner at her yoga studio who teaches other modalities, how can they be stronger together as a business, and also bring more people into their studio, and then how can Anna work on her own personal brand so that she can do things into the future like traveling and teaching what she's particularly great at. So that's what she was working on in the program. Melita is joining us on the call. Hey, Melita. Melita, another GYYB1 participant who is coming back, signed up for round two. I love that, as an alumni coming back to do it all again. Melita, your question, can you participate on the Facebook page? Of course, absolutely. You're in it, my dear. You are 100% a participant, so you bet. Everything that's there is there for you. Please share your welcome video. So Melita, if it's all right for me, I hope this is all right for me to share. Melita in Growing Your Yoga Business, she did the VIP track. Melita in Melbourne, and one of the things that she was just rocked out in the program was she launched her very first class. So learning the marketing pieces to do that well, getting the etiquette stuff in place so that she felt more confident in what she's going to tell people right off the bat. So the perfect time to do growing a yoga business right at the beginning of a yoga teaching career. So you can see here's two women that were in the first round, different points in their yoga teaching journey, and both receiving the benefits of the program. Melita so much so that she's signed up to do it all again. Love that. So it is a program that scales, whether you're right at the beginning of your journey or you've been teaching for forever. It's a program that scales. And that's one of the things that I love about it is the diversity of people who come along and sign up. It's wonderful and great for us, for a community as well, to have this variety of participants. So let me talk a little bit then about the nuts and bolts of it. So it's a four-month journey, and actually it'll go a little longer than 4 months by the time we have some extra bonuses in there that I'll talk about soon. So you can imagine that it will be your supportive yoga cooler, yoga teacher cooler, for the remainder of 2017. The landmarks that make up the program are eight modules, and they're a blend of eight different topics that are a blend of both the mindset pieces and the nuts and bolts pieces. This is something that I really take a stand for. You know, I am the sort of person who has a tendency to be more brainy, more in the pragmatic nuts and bolts, shivering coded solutions. And when I was, you know, queen of that realm and did nothing other than that, my business struggled. And over time, doing more and more professional development work, doing my coaching certification, so that I, you know, to do the coaching work that I do, more and more yoga teacher trainings. I mean, man, you do some personal discovery in those, right? I came to realize that the mindset pieces were just as important as the nuts and bolts pieces. And to that end, the modules that we have in Growing Your Yoga Business are about a 50-50 split. So go do this thing on the computer and also spend some time working on your beliefs around these things as well. So the eight modules, within the eight modules, there are eight training videos that you get to watch at any time. We're a global community. Time zones are real. The videos are uploaded 2 weeks before the question and answer call. So you've got 2 weeks to watch the video. The longest one, they vary in length, but they're between sort of half an hour to 60 minutes on the topic of each module. And then along with the video, there is a workbook, the PDF, like a writable workbook. You can print it off. Some people are all into like three-ring binders and laminating things and doing all that and post-it notes. Other people are typing on them on their iPad while they're in bed, whatever. But the workbooks are designed to help you take the teachings of the video and actually translate that into, and this is what I'm going to do specifically in my business with this new information. They're not long. I don't believe in like pages and pages and pages equals more value. I believe in output equals value and making change equals value. So they're succinct, the workbooks, and they're designed to help you map out action steps to take, rather than just contemplate something that doesn't have an outcome. I am outcome oriented. There is still that heavy shivering coded quality to me. You know, the workbooks are sutra style. So I think they're, you know, sort of 10 pages ish, and they're about, and that doesn't mean that you fill out the workbook and you're done for 2 weeks. Then there is the implementation component, which only you can know because it's your business and you know what needs tending to. So in addition to those two pieces, the video and the module, the workbook, and then there is a Q&A call. So that's where it's just like this, where everybody gets on the phone at the same time with me, and it literally is like one of the big open mics that we have every month here, where you get to ask any questions that you have. We start with the module at hand, so we'll start sort of the first hour, everybody asking their questions about that module, and then we'll open it up for general business questions. Because like I said, people are at different parts of their journey and are going to require support on different things along the road. So this is not just on page eight, you say this, do you mean that? This is where you can receive coaching from me. It's where we can troubleshoot marketing. It's where we can come up with like a laser marketing plan for something that's not selling like it would, you would want it to. It's where we can talk through an issue that you're having with your students. I'm totally available to talk about structuring workshops or events or classes, sequencing, anything like that, as well as the nuts and bolts pieces, the areas, my areas of genius, things like copywriting and online marketing. And everything else. How do I have a profit and loss statement? Should I be recording this money? How do I outsource this lot of skills? How do I manage my studio manager who's gone bonkers nuts? Whatever you have, these are the every sort of 2 weeks-ish, 2 to 3 weeks, at the end of each module, we have one of these calls. They go for about 90 minutes to 2 hours, so there's lots of time to get your questions answered. And like I said, we start with the module-specific questions, and then we move into more general yoga business questions. Then in addition to those, they're the elements that make up the modules. In addition to the modules themselves, we also have, like Melita pointed out, we also have a private Facebook group. So this is where all of the conversation happens, where, look, I'll just be totally frank about it, this is where friendships form. really strong connections are made here. In growing a yoga business, one, you know, people really bonded in the Facebook group, so much so that when people were traveling nationally and also internationally, people dropped in on each other. They caught up. People are supporting each other to host international workshops at each other's studios, sharing information about being brand ambassadors for yoga labels. All sorts of really cool stuff happens in the Facebook group. That's also, at the moment, already the Facebook group is open for growing a yoga business. That doesn't mean it's too late. It means it's the perfect timing. And people are jumping in there and posting like a 2-minute introductory video to themselves. So this is a space that I am determined to make very, very safe. And the way that I start creating that container is by encouraging everybody to go and post a video explaining who they are, why they've signed up, where they live, what they want to get out of the program. And this way, straight away, we're slicing through the, oh my goodness, who am I to be here? I don't know anybody. Everybody is getting to know everybody else straight off the bat. I think we've had maybe Joanna's here, Joanna Mason in the UK. Joanna has also signed up for growing a yoga business. Hello, lovely. I might unmute you momentarily, ask you why. Joanna's already posted her welcome video. I think, Joanna, we might have about 10 or 12 of them so far. So, folks, there's time for you to register and post your video. The Facebook group is also where I do additional impromptu trainings. Sometimes there'll be topics that will come up that seem to be consistent with a few people, and so I'll jump in there and do some Facebook Live sort of pop-up trainings as well, that you won't get those anywhere else. They're just for the Growing a Yoga Business community. And this is particularly exciting, and it's not listed on the sales page. I'm also going to be offering some masterclasses, some bring your computer to this training and do as I do masterclasses. One of the ones that we'll do early on is actually walking everybody through how to create a Facebook ad. Not just a boosted post, but how to actually create a Facebook ad using the really powerful components of the Facebook Ads Manager and Power Editor. And we'll do that live together. It's actually like a workshop, a masterclass, where you will create your own ad in real time with me. Again, those things will be hosted in the Facebook group. And so it's a really powerful group. I love the Abundant Yoga Teacher Facebook group. It's got nothing on the Growing Your Yoga Business Facebook groups. Essentially, the other great thing about that group that you get access to when you sign up for the program is if you tag me in anything that you post in that group, I will respond to you. So you can get heaps more additional support by you really using that Facebook group. It's my primary Facebook go-to place once we get started. So that's the elements that make up the program. Folks, type your questions into the Q&A box. Anything so far, any questions you have about the program? I'm going to take a sip of morning beverage. So maybe what I might do while you're typing away is just mention a couple of the common questions that I get asked from people before they sign up. One is, how do I get to the calls if I'm teaching or if it's the middle of the night? How can I make sure that that I'm still going to be able to receive the content? Which is a really great question. So as much as possible, we mix up the times and the days of the week to accommodate as many people as possible. So some will be in the morning, some will be at night. We try and pick times that won't be in the middle of the night for the majority of the people that sign up for the program, but we live on a round planet. There very well may be one or two of the 8 calls that are at, you know, make an interesting choice, o'clock. I know the coaching program that I'm in as a participant, my coach has the same time, 9 a.m. Pacific, for the whole year, which for me is either 2 a.m. or 4 a.m. Right now it's 2 a.m., so every 2 weeks, I wake up at 2 a.m. so that I can be there on that call. That's my choice. I think it's worthwhile. I like being able to ask her my specific questions. It's not everybody's cup of tea. So I'm avoiding having any 2 a.m.s for people, but there might be some times that are 10 p.m. or 5 a.m. I recommend that you absolutely get up for those or stay up for those. Or if that's not right for you, there are heaps of provisions so that you can lodge your questions in advance so that I can answer them on the call. And then almost immediately, within sort of the hour, those calls are uploaded into the members area so that you can, there's a special members area where part of my website where you go and get all of those calls and you can listen to them pretty much straight away. So I know that life happens, not everybody can get to everything all the time, or maybe like Anna this morning, you can come to some but not all. I get that, and we accommodate that as much as we possibly can to make that really doable for people. That's that question. Other people I know, another question that comes up is, look, I'm just going to tell it like it is. It comes up from the fear of making the investment, right? Which I also understand, particularly if you're new to this type of professional development or coaching. The program, let me tell you about the price of the program. Actually, let me tell you about this piece first, and then I'll talk to you about the price. So I understand that it can feel like a weighty investment at the beginning. And, of course, I can't guarantee that you will make your money back. Having said that, I genuinely believe that if you show up for the calls, if you watch the videos, if you engage in the Facebook group and actively seek my support through the program, you will grow your yoga business. That is my sankalpa for this program. And I haven't had anybody from the first round of the 54 people that signed up in the first round, I have not had anybody email me and say, I went backwards, I didn't make any money, I did everything and didn't get the results I was hoping for. So that's the evidence. That's the best evidence that I have. I guess I really believe that if you put in the work, the program has what you need to grow your yoga business. To be perfectly honest, I just couldn't handle it if it didn't, because I'd feel revolting. I'm too much of a yogi to do that to people. Does it have what you need to make more money? I think so, yes. That's why I've made it. I'm only in control of my end of it, though. So this is it's a waste of money, absolutely, if you just sign up and then think that having signed up is going to do it for you. It's like gym equipment, right? You go buy Mr. Abdu's ab-crushing stupid thing that, look, it can compact and slide under the bed. And if it stays under the bed the whole time that you own it, ain't nothing going to go on with rectus abdominis, right? Like, you still got the keg 6 months later. There ain't no 8-pack in sight. So the same is true for growing your yoga business. It works if you work it. If you're ready to engage, if you're ready to learn from me and everybody else, if you're ready to watch the videos and show up to the calls, or at least lodge your questions in advance and listen to the replays, fill out the workbooks, implement what you learn, then I think it is an amazing investment. I think it is, in fact, my teacher, my coach, she yells at me because she says it's underpriced. I think it is exceptional value for the possibilities that it has if you show up and do the work. And you can see that in the testimonials. People saying, you know, I've doubled my income and I did this, that, and the other, and all I could afford to do this, and I yada, yada, all of those things. What I find more exciting is the stuff that you can't actually quantify with a dollar value. People who feel more confident teaching, people who are sticking up for themselves and saying no to people who are pushing their boundaries, people adhering to their own terms and conditions and not dropping the people pleasing in the yoga studio, who are starting to have contracts, people who are getting out of fear once and for all about money and aren't in money shame, aren't in money anxiety, aren't constantly worrying and avoiding thinking about money. And this stuff, it cuts across. It's not just yoga business related, right? The fact that people are healing money beliefs or self-worth beliefs or visibility beliefs, this is stuff that seeps through your whole life. And I don't think that you can actually put a dollar value on that stuff. But again and again and again, people reported getting those types of benefits, being in growing a yoga business the first time around. And so as far as, is it value for money? Is it worth the investment? I'm scared. I haven't invested like this before in my business. Look, I say, one, we have an addiction to ongoing teacher trainings, which is great, but, you know, there's only so many hundreds of hours you need to get told how to teach Trikonasana. There comes a point where there is another set of skills that you need so that the strong foundation you have as a yoga teacher can actually be shared more with the world. That's what this program is about. And B, if you do the work works. If you're prepared to lean in and get it done, absolutely. I'm there for you as much as you want to lean on me. And I know that the group that is forming already in the Facebook group is it's high vibe. It's fully supportive. There's already lots of congratulations and, oh, my goodness, I love your garden and, oh, my goodness, I love your accent going on already. It's only going to get bigger from there. There is a payment plan if you are really freaked about the investment so that you can – I don't know about you guys, but I've done programs with payment plans before and I actually get a kick. I find it motivating. I'm like, damn it, I'm going to make the next monthly payment from extra income. I'm going to go out and grow myself in my business an extra $500 next month so that I can pay this next installment from like additional money. I get a kick out of those sort of challenges. There's that. There is a discount if you're paying full. For some people like a bargain. I also dig on that. So there is a paying full discount option as well. So that's what I have to say about it. Feels like a lot of money. Should I do it? Yes, I say yes. I say yes, and let me help you make the money back fast. Why not? Okay, so that's that. Let's talk about, I've talked about what's included. Hopefully you're getting a sense of the bhava, of the rasa, the flavor, or the mood of the program from how I'm talking about it. Please, any more specific questions, post away. So originally there was a VIP track as well as a business track. The VIP track is completely sold out, so there are no more places there. So I'm not going to be talking about that today. I'm going to be talking about the business track. So the business track is where it's for people who will receive everything that I've been talking about today, access to the amazing Facebook group and access to me through that group, the masterclasses that have yet to be announced, but starting with the one on Facebook advertising, that's sort of like do it in person workshops, and then the 8 modules that are covered on the sales page that move through the range of the nuts and bolts and the mindset work. And I'll go through what each of those modules are if we have time. You get all of that, the workbooks, the videos, the Q&A calls, the pop-up trainings, my reading list, which I'm putting together at the moment. All of that is what you receive when you sign up and pay for the business track. So there are two ways to sign up for the business track. One is the pay in full, where you get a slight discount on the price. So if you pay in full, that's $1,800 Australian. And folks, because we are a global community, I will just do a quick conversion for you, because Aussie dollars is good news to some people and like meh to other people, and everybody who pays with the pound, like everything that's not the pound is kind of shit sandwiches. For you guys, I'm sorry. But it's about time I get to buy some, you know, like chai from Sainsbury's at a decent price. I'm into that. I know it's daggy, but I'm totally addicted to Sainsbury's chai tea. All right, so for the business track, $1,800 Australian right now is $1,370 US. It's €1,200, and it's £1,063. Canada, it's like a $36 saving for you guys. And I'm sorry, folks in New Zealand, it's an extra $81, $1,881 in New Zealand, $1,764 in Canada. So it's another $96 for Singapore folks. We always have a great show from Singapore. Sarah B already re-signed as an alumni from Singapore. Come and meet us, folks, in London, 5th and 6th of September. So that's the conversion for the business track. If you would like to pay in installments, if you like the idea of challenging yourself to make extra money through the program to pay for it, or if the reality is, dang it, I can fit only this much on my credit card this month, but by Jove, I'm determined to do better next month, that is $2,000 in total, which makes it $500 Australian over 4 payments. The payments you register today, and then every month on this day, you'll be billed the next payment. That's how the payment plan works. So the $500 to make the payment to get into the program today looks like $380 US, €333, £295, $490 Canadian, £522 New Zealand, and £526 Singapore. If you're living somewhere else, amazing. It's let's see, 24,504 rupees if you're in India, random, So that's how that all works. To sign up, you just head over to amymcdonald.com.au/growingyouryogabiz and choose the option that's right for you, the payment plan or the pay in full. Like I said, the VIP track is full, so you can't buy that, but you can still sign up for the business track, and we have 20 places left. Registrations close Sunday night, folks, so if this is feeling like something that you're interested in, you've got until Sunday night to register. Registrations close Sunday night, and there are 23 places left. If you aren't sure if this is the right fit for you, I would love to help you make the right choice. This does not mean I'm going to talk you into signing up for something that you don't want to do. I'm just not that person. Icky, weird sales, not my bag. But if you would like to spend some time on the phone with me asking your questions about the program so that I can answer them candidly, please, you can book in for a time to talk. The link to do that is meetme.so/AmyMcDonald. So www.meetme.so/AmyMcDonald. That'll take you to my booking calendar, and you can book in for a time to speak with me. Like I said, I don't do icky weird sales calls. I'm just not into it. It's gross and yuck, and I hate it when people do it to me. I'm not going to do it to anyone else. But I can answer questions that you have and help you make a great decision. Trust me, there are people who have asked, should I sign up to this program? And I've said, actually, I don't think it's the right fit. I'm interested in making a really strong and vibrant container for people, and that's not the right fit for everyone. But if you'd like my help in figuring out if it is the right fit for you, schedule a time to talk or send me an email, amy@amymcdonald.com.au. I know Joanna sent me an email, a couple of emails, I think we had Joanna backwards and forwards about if it was the right fit for you. And I think Joanna also reached out to some people in my Facebook group that were alumni that had done the program before. I'm a big fan of that. Like, get yourself some social proof. If you know, find out, feel great about making the choice. I think the program is smoking. Really, I think everybody should do it. Really. And also, it's important that everybody feels great about their purchasing choices. I don't do refunds, so make a great choice from the outset. Reach out, ask me, ask other people who have done it, ask people who have signed up already and find out why. They're going to be your buddies over the next, probably 5 months and beyond. The connections that are ongoing from Growing a Yoga Business One is really exciting. So reach out and make the right choice for yourself. Folks, if you have any questions about anything that I've shared so far, anything about the program, please go ahead and type those into the Q&A box. I've got two more things that I'd like to share about the program before we finish up. One, I want to go over what the modules are specifically and why I've chosen those particular topics. And then I also have a very exciting bonus for the next 5 people to register. That's it. It's a limited bonus. It's just for the next 5 people who register. I'll talk about that next. First, I want to go through the modules for the program. So putting these modules together, I had a long list based on what I'd heard from the literally hundreds of yoga teachers that I had been speaking with over the past 12 months. And then I shortened that down to a list of about 20 topics. And then I put that out to my clients and the people in my Facebook group and asked them to help me refine it. So these 8 modules are based on combining, defining, refining topics that came from this community itself. So I feel very confident that they are the best 8 topics to work with during the program. And from my work and from the information I've received from all of you. So we get started. First off, what's not listed on the sales page is that we have an orientation call. And that's happening on my 25th, so some of you it'll be your 24th, of July. So that's in addition to the 8 module calls. And that's where we get to know each other a bit more. I talk about the charter. We have a charter for growing your yoga business about how we all collectively agree to behave and support each other. It's kind of setting the tones and the rules, and also really creating that high vibration through that will be carried throughout the whole program. So that we get started with that. that's not listed on the sales page. Then when we jump into the modules themselves, these are the topics. So we start, module one is about the money mindset of an abundant yoga business owner. And this is really, I think, pivotal, because until we heal our money story and become really excited and comfortable and warm and embracing of making money, the rest of the program can, you know, is all bunk until we heal this stuff. So we start off with one big conversation about money, about how you feel about it, what you learned about it growing up, how that's still hanging around and maybe stymieing your growth, what blocks and barriers you might not even be aware of that are keeping you stuck in your yoga business. We start there. I have a background in this work. I worked for a number of years as a trainer specifically for feminist encoded financial literacy training and understanding the junk that we bring to what we believe about money is only compounded once you add, plus I'm a yoga teacher. You know, oh, it's not spiritual to make money. The stuff that we see circulating, you're a spiritual sellout if you also desire to have wealth, all of this nonsense. We just slice through all of that so you start from a really empowered place about what it means to be an abundant yoga business owner. Module two, we get into the biz basics. And I say here, it's like manage admin like a champ. Like, this is the stuff that you know you need to sort out, right? You know that the fact that you have a piece of furniture that you call a desk, but that you actually load up with all sorts of other shit, it's time to sort that out. The fact that you still have this big ledger it's an old diary from 1998 that you just cross the year out and write in the next year and put your notes in there, and that's how you keep people's memberships up to date and you know that they're not up to date. All of that, like, hello, honey, it's time. So we go from mindset in module one straight into nuts and bolts. Let's sort this shit out in module number two. And what we'll be doing along the way throughout the modules is every week listing on Monday, this is what I'm going to get done this week. And then on Friday, we all do this in the Facebook group, this is what I got done and this is what I'm carrying over. So once you claim that you're going to get through that shoebox of receipts and actually make a time to talk with your accountant, we are all going to hold you accountable to make sure that that happens. Module number three is about brand identity and voice. Who are you? How do you stand out? How do you confidently share that with people? You can't get lost in a full marketplace. That's just a nonsense when you are nothing but yourself 100%. And the great news is it feels good and it's easy to talk about what you have to do when you're coming from that place of unique brand identity. And we get clear on that in module three. Module four, we start to move into a little bit more of the seat of the teacher, owning the seat of the teacher with confidence and compassion. So this is things like building return custom, student loyalty, people coming back, knowing yourself on a deeper level so that you can use that to your advantage rather than letting your natural tendencies get in your own way. Some really cool stuff. If you like quizzes, you'll love module four. And then module four is also the stuff about, you know, taking the seat of the teacher means being comfortable having difficult conversations. It means feeling empowered, upholding your boundaries. It means managing students that aren't your ideal students. How do you do that in a way that feels like, yes, I'm being a yogi and I'm also saying I'm sorry, but it's not okay for you to keep coming to my classes? Or whatever that might look like for you. So how do you really, really do the yoga, right? This is not teaching trikonasana. This is really getting into the tapasya of what it means to be an empowered business owner. We look at that in module four, and there's lots of support for you to do that from me and from everyone else in the program. Module five is about credibility and visibility. Bah, bah, bah. I'm terrified of putting myself out there. That's when we deal with that stuff in module five and have heaps of fun doing it. Some people have their first photo shoot in module five, and that is a hoot. Celebrating everybody's pictures and just really, it's a big fat love fest and can also be confronting work. So it's really fun to do that in high vibe community. Module number six is about taking it beyond the basics. What feels like a stretch for you? What would you like to do next? What would you like to offer next that you haven't done before? And getting my support and your buddy's support to map that out. Module six is where we start looking at delegating, bringing other people on to support you, whether that's employees, a studio manager, or a house cleaner, someone to mow the lawn and walk the dog. What do you actually need to start outsourcing so that you have more time to do the stuff where that only you can do, and start paying other people to do the stuff that they can do better than you can? And then module six is all where we also check in with, okay, what's going on with your own practice? Is it still there? Is it still supporting you? What needs shifting and tweaked so that you are still taking great care of yourself as you grow and become a yoga teaching professional badass? Number seven is the yamas of marketing. Getting over any drama you have about marketing, about selling. Oh my God, I don't want to feel salesy. Well, guess what? Money is an exchange of energy. It's how we do things these days. It's no more like you can have, I don't know, eight of my shelves for one of my goats or whatever. Like, well, now we have money, this thing called cash, and it's a way that we switch energy with each other. And when you really believe what you have to offer is awesome, you no longer have any drama about selling it to people. Selling gets to become savor when you're unattached to the fruits, as Krishna would say. So we talk about all of that and clear that junk, any residual junk about selling and marketing gets cleared out in module seven. And then module eight is really like, Shazam, man, look at everything that you've done. What's going to be next? How are you going to keep yourself on this trajectory and growing and sharing your gifts more broadly with people? And it's also, module eight is also one big fat celebration. So that's the content of the course. As you can see, it's comprehensive. One thing that I didn't mention that you also get when you sign up for Growing Your Yoga Business is access to a masterminding buddy. I'm a huge fan of masterminding. Having someone that you call once a week, once a fortnight, once a month, and you spend time on the phone or Skype or WhatsApp or whatever, FaceTime, with each other, holding each other accountable, reporting, checking in. You'll have one person that's really got your back throughout the whole program, and I will help people buddy up and find the right fit. This is something that we'll go into in detail in the orientation call. People that had masterminding buddies, strong masterminding connections through the first Growing Your Yoga Business, those connections still exist. Like, people are still hanging out with their masterminding buddy on the phone every week, talking to each other, checking in, holding each other accountable, reporting about successes and setbacks, getting support. So you will also be buddied up with a masterminding partner who will be with you through the program. This is an extra benefit that's not listed on the sales page. Folks, any other questions? Be typing those in. We've got about another 5 minutes. Okay, so, hey, Tess. Tess in Brisbane says, good morning, Amy. Great to listen in. This is my first call and how easy it is. I've already signed up and started. I can't wait to get on with it. I have to get to the mat now or I won't get my practice in before the kids wake up. Enjoy your day. Hey, Tess, I love that. Awesome. Getting your sticky mat time in before the kids wake up. And welcome to Growing a Yoga Business too, Tess. So you already know that Melita is in the program. She's going to post her welcome video. You can say hello to her in the Facebook group. Lovely to have you ladies on the call as well. We are going to have such a great time. Okay, so I wanted to quickly, before we finish up, keep typing your questions, folks. Very happy to answer them. I wanted to share here the special bonus that is only available to the next five people. This is such a cool bonus. So I have a colleague. Her name is Anna Fitz, and she is a branding and styling expert. And so she has a home study program, and she is offering it to the next five people who sign up for Growing Your Yoga Business for free. So it is it's like I said, it's a home study program. It sells for about $500, and it is designed to help you understand what your business aesthetic is. So this shows up in things like, sure, what clothes do I wear in my photo shoots? But it also shows up in what fonts do I use on my website? What colors make sense for my brand? What layout should I use for my newsletter? Everything that I've been covering in the website makeovers, Hannah goes into a lot of detail, the science behind why you choose the look of certain things and what that says about your business. So this program will be incredibly powerful as a bolt-on, as an addition to everything that you'll get in Yoga Business. She's a branding expert. And if you go take a look at her work, look her up, Hannah Fitz, she's like ridiculously glamorous. And the woman can do things with her hair that I can't even kind of like intellectually understand. Amazing. And her work cuts across all industries. So she reached out and she said she wanted to support the go-getters in my business with this program. She's really ready to be there for us yogis. And so her program, her Style Your Unique Brand program is available for the first, for the next five people who sign up for growing a yoga business. So like I said, it's got about a $500 value, and you get it for free when you sign up. It's very, very cool. I'll post something about it in the Facebook group, and it is yours as a free bonus if you are one of the next five people to sign up. So, folks, that's everything that I wanted to cover today about growing your yoga business. Like I said, registrations close on Sunday. We have our orientation call on the 25th Australia time of this month. So there is enough time to register and be getting reading the charter, posting your welcome video, getting to know Tess and Melita and Joanna and all of the other people who have signed up, making connections straight away. If you haven't already, the registration page, if you haven't opened it already, the registration page is amymcdonald.com.au/growing-your-yoga-biz. I really, like, I feel like Hanuman ripping the chest open, and inside is growing a yoga business. I really believe in this program. I can't wait to get started. I'm falling in love already with everybody who's posting their videos. I thought I couldn't love growing a yoga business. I couldn't love another group the same. It's like, I imagine it's like the first child. I could never love my second child the same. And what do you know? I do. Different and awesome. Same, same, but different. So folks, I really want to see you in this program. There are 20 places left. Registrations close on Sunday. Make a great choice. Reach out to me to find out if it's right for you. Send me an email, amy@amymcdonald.com.au. There aren't any silly questions, and I'm not going to push you into making a purchasing choice. I will answer you candidly. And if you want it, I can give you my advice. But I don't have to. Let me know. I would love this to. I'd love you to join us if it's the right fit for you. So, folks, come and hang out with us. It's going to be an amazing 5 months of yoga business growth. I can't wait to see you in the program. First five people get Hannah's course as well. I'll go post something about that in the Facebook group momentarily so you can check it out. We're going to have a great time together, and I can't wait to give a huge jai five to the next five people who sign up. That's all from me today, folks. I don't think we have any other questions. Let me do one quick check. Nope. Okay, perfect. All right, folks, take great care, and I will speak with you all again soon. Bye.
If this talk has inspired you, I'd be so grateful if you could review this podcast in iTunes to help other yoga teachers find it in the future. And if you're curious about how I can support you more fully to grow, serve and shine as an abundant yoga teacher in your business, come on over and explore my website at amymcdonald.com.au. Thank you so much for joining us, and may your path be soulful, rewarding and abundant.